Chapter 9. Just over half a day of being tugged about blindfolded by the ill-tempered packer tug was quite enough for Storm. She had been scratched by nettles, poked by branches, and bumped by trees when finally the recluse squirrel called a halt for lunch. They sat down beneath a wide-trunked sycamore, which had pushed itself a fair living space in the dense forest. Storm unbound Gullwhacker from where Packertug had placed it about her eyes.
Oi! Get that blindfold back on right now! Do you hear?
The mouse maid blinked and rubbed her eyes at the shafting sunlight of the green woodland aisles.
Oh, go and boil your tail, squirrel. How do you expect me to eat lunch with a rope round my eyes?
Packertug pulled food and drink from his knapsack and sniffed.
Leave it off, then. It's only for meal times. And don't be gazing all around, trying to get a fix on your bearings, eh?
Storm saw that the hares had left a small stone medallion threaded about her neck as she slept. It bore a badger's head and a flat-peaked mountain insignia. She looked up, countering the squirrel's remark.
Who wants to see your silly old forest? It's not yours, anyhow. It'd take more than a squirrel dressed as a tree to rule all this. What's for lunch?
Packertug sat on the rucksack, clutching the oat scones and flask he had taken from it.
Well, I'm having these oat cakes and a sup of this, though I don't know what you're dining on. I only said I'd take you to Redwall. Never said I'd feed you as well. That weren't part of the bargain.
Storm could not believe her ears. She watched Packertug smugly munching away at a scone.
Add your half of anything I had with a hungry creature, you greedy, branch-bound old miser.
Right, that's it. I've taken enough cheek from you, mouse. Shut your mouth and get your blindfold back on right now.
Storm tries hard to keep her voice level.
No, I'm not going blindfolded and hungry for you or any beast.
Swiftly, Packertug leaped up and fitted a dart to his blowpipe.
Got you now, missy. Do as I bid, or I'll deaden your paw for the season with this dart.
As Storm stood up and reached for her rope, the squirrel fired. She threw herself sideways, hearing the thud as a sharp dart buried itself deep in the bark of a nearby pine. Launching herself forward, the mouse maid thwacked out with a Gullwhacker. The blowpipe was knocked from Packertug's mouth. He sat down hard, his eyes watering copiously, as he clutched the end of his nose where the knotted rope had belted him. Storm stood over him, the light of battle in her eye.
First you blindfold me, then you starve me. Now you try to wound me. Sit still and don't make a move, squirrel. I don't trust you anymore.
Hungrily munching alternate bites from an apple and a scone, she watched the squirrel, applying a leaf poultice to his swollen snout. He was muttering fiercely.
Me, Packertug, let a slip in the mouse break me toes.
Storm shook her weapon grimly.
Listen, squirrel, I'm no slip of a mouse. I'm Storm Gullwhacker, so don't think you can bully and trick a creature smaller than yourself. I've split this food into two equal halves. You can go where you want and take yours with you. I'll find Redwall Abbey on my own, without having to protect my back against you.
Grumpily, Packertug stuffed half of the provisions into his knapsack. He hurried off down the dim trail, yelling back derisively.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that, you little fool. You'll never find Redwall alone. You'll die in this forest without Packertug to guide you.
Storm saw the slight humour of the situation.
Aye, and I'd never have reached Redwall being blinded, starved and wounded.
She called back.
On your way, you nasty old flea bag.
The mouse made at a leisurely meal and rested a while before packing the remainder of her provisions and setting off to find Redwall alone. There was no trace of Packertug, nor any living creature, just the still green summer forest. Storm tossed a Gullwhacker high in the air. It landed with the knotted end pointing in the opposite direction to that taken by the squirrel. Trusting to luck, she strode off in the direction the knot had pointed. The afternoon wore on. Hardly a breeze stirred the leafy canopy overhead as the tiny figure trekked resolutely through the maze of tree, bush and fern, noting from time to time the position of the sun, which she tried always to keep its air back, knowing that if it set in the west, she must be travelling east. To restore her confidence in the enveloping silence, Storm tried to hum odd snatches of songs, but she could not remember any. With a careless shrug, she pushed on. The soft swish of her paws through grass and occasional bird song, the only sound that fell upon her ears. Once she came on a small stream. The mouse maid drank and bathed her paws, wondering what Redwall would look like, if ever she was fortunate enough to find it. Shades of evening turned the forest to a gloomy black-green vault. Her storm plodded on, not sure whether she was going in the direction of her goal or travelling in circles. Gradually, every tree, leaf and bush began to look the same. Night closed in on the forest, and the mouse maid lost her way completely.